Broadcasting by the sea in sunny San Diego, this is the Ascended Masters at Work show, where we lift the veil of mysticism and reveal ancient secrets brought to earth by the world's greatest spiritual teachers. Here we share real-life stories that change lives and widen our eyes. And now, here is your host and spiritual life coach, Reverend Shirlene Reeves.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back. And as I always say, I am broadcasting from sunny San Diego by the sea, by the Pacific Ocean, for those of you who may not know. And it is a very warm, sunny afternoon. And, you know, we've had quite a week. I have this amazing community. And we went and saw Dr. John DeMartini just night before last, and we had a very scientific evening. And his real message was that if we look at what's in our past and what's stuck in our craw, so to speak, that we can clear that up and heal our diseases and our illnesses. Can you believe that? It's so interesting what he was saying. And he's been practicing that for 38 years. And there were 14 from the community that showed up and heard that message. And I think they're still digesting it because he took us from a scientific perspective into a health perspective. It was extremely interesting. And I don't know if you know him, but he really is a genius, and he does breakthrough sessions so that you can heal yourself. And we have another genius on the line today that we're going to talk to, and he is all about quantum physics and how it relates to spiritualism. And since this show talks a lot about spiritualism and the effects that it has on people's lives, I wanted to bring him on because he comes from a different perspective than you might think. And actually, he's an international author and a keynote speaker, and he's from Barcelona, España, or Spain. His name is Paco Alarcón Cajón, and he is the world authority in combining quantum physics, neuroscience, and spirituality for personal and spiritual development. This is going to be a whole new perspective that I would guess very few of us have heard. And I've been watching his videos, and they're very, very interesting. And I happen to catch the one on lack as opposed to abundance. And I'm hoping that he's going to talk about abundance today. But what we are going to talk about is called quantum reality. And it's a new concept and experience of life that amplifies the abundance, the good, and the spiritual connection of any individual. So that means any of you listening today, or any of you who listen in the future, will have the secret to how to make this work for you. So in this way, people are able to transform their reality and themselves by attracting the blessings and unlimited abundance of the universe. Now, Paco has been involved in Oriental and Occidental spiritual currents for more than 35 years. So he has a really strong backbone in this. And I always tell you, we either have certifications and backbone. And I think he has both. And he works with quantum energies that transform the reality of people. And he transformed the daily life into a life connected to spirit through an alignment with the unlimited energy of the universe. Let's introduce him in right now. Are you there, Paco? I'm glad you're with us.
Hello, Shirlene. It's very great to meet you and all here.
Well, welcome to the show. And I know you have so much information to bring, but I'd really like you to first, if you would, clarify. You know, quantum physics is so fashionable right now, and I'd love to have you clarify what it is and what is quantum reality. Can you tell us what that is so we can understand it?
Well, the thing is that we live in a quantum universe, and this is not something that most people are aware of in humanity at the moment. Although I often say in my talks that it has been a while since Einstein talked about the quantum theory of relativity, but it's still not being taught in the schools. Mm-hmm. And that is a really missing link that we have in humanity, because whatever we do, we have to understand that we are in relationship with the universe. Whatever we think, whatever vibration we send out is impacting the field of the universe, what we call the quantum field. And whether we know it or not, this is happening. Every thought we have has a potential of creating reality. So when we talk about quantum physics, which is the dynamics of the universe, everything moves at the quantum level, and that, as Einstein said, is related to the observer, it means consciousness is ruling the universe, because whatever is in our consciousness, and in matter of images, thoughts, or feelings, that observation we have is changing the subatomic particles and the electrons and their behavior. This is amazing. And this is happening. But if we live a life not knowing that, we are doing that, but not knowing what we are doing at the creation level. And then the quantum reality comes in when you are aware of how the quantum universe works, and you apply your neuroscience, which is the way your brain works, which is connected to the quantum field. We'll talk about this in a moment. And then the quantum physics, which is the law that rules the whole of the universe. So when you incorporate all that into your way of life, you create a quantum reality, which is in alignment with the universal good.
Mm. You know, I share with my community in almost every class I teach about the impression that negative feelings, negative attitude, negative speech means as far as pushing that out into the universe and how the law of attraction brings that back to them. What are your thoughts on that?
That's absolutely correct, because everything that we put out shapes the reality we live and has an impact on the energy and the matter that creates the universe. So we must move into a different model of life than the one we have had. This is what I call the new paradigm. And this model is a model where we don't see the universe anymore as a fixed system which has its laws, and then we have to try to get on with the laws and try to get a good curriculum so that we manage to get ahead in life in such a tyrannical universe. But that is not the case. The universe is cooperating with you as a human being all the time, and it's not creating anything without us. So it's always waiting for us to make the call. It's an open equation, and we bring into it half of the equation, and then the universe processes the other half to get a result. So in terms of what you're talking about, obviously, when negative energy is put into the equation, the result is not going to be in alignment with the activity of the universe. Let's remember that the fundamental activity of the universe and the quantum field is the creation of good without conditions. And that's the universe we have. When you put a negative aspect into that, what you do is short circuit the good that is coming from the universe into your life.
Hmm, very interesting. So I have a question then. If you are surrounded by, say, a negative family, and they say unkind things about you as an individual, or, you know, you're just surrounded by that negativity, even if you aren't a negative thinker, can that come back and hit you as well?
Hit you like, you mean like the energy of other
life.
People?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, affect your life. If you're just hanging out with negative people, and you know how some people have families that are just, they're very difficult to deal with. They're judgmental, they're angry, they gossip about each other, they say unkind things. How does that work? I mean, even if you're a positive thinker and you're in that environment, can that boomerang back onto your life?
Well, apart from family, which family obeys to karmic laws, you know, family is karma, that's the way it is. The question would be, well, why do you hang out with negative people? And that question goes for everyone, right? And if you keep yourself in a negative mode, the question is, why are you keeping that company of your negative side? It's like you need to shift, because mm-hmm. in the universe there is no lack. The universe is an abundant universe that is producing unlimited abundance of good. But we have to understand that it works with light and joy. So the moment you enter into a state of not joy, you bring a blockage into the flow of good things and abundance that is coming from the universe into your life. That is the effect that has on you. If you're surrounded by people that are not joyful, then what happens is your aura, your energy field needs to be very strong to be able to compensate for that kind of sharing of energies that you are experiencing with other type of energies. Mm-hmm. But they will only bring, let's say, negative results into your life if you put attention to that as a reality. But if you don't, it's not going to bring results into your experience, because you are not validating that set, that mindset, or that heart set, which mm-hmm. is not positive. You're not validating, so it's not going to come into your life. But I would like us to move into the positive outlook, because every negativity becomes canceled the moment you switch the lights on.
Interesting. Okay. So even if you are noticing, and in your own speech too, if you notice it and then you mentally cancel it, you know how to... That's what I have to do. If I say something that is negative, in my mind I'm going, cancel, cancel, cancel.
That's right. You know, you cannot stay in that state. The best thing, what I recommend to people, is remember, darkness in any way is just an absence of light, which means there is only light. When there is no light, it's because there is an eclipse. And the eclipse is not in the sun, it's in your mind. So get out of the eclipse fast and go back to the shining light, which is there permanently for you.
Wow, interesting. Okay, so I hope all of you heard that. So if you feel like you're surrounded by darkness, get away from it. It's just that simple. That's what I was just writing for my book too, is to get away from those kinds of people that bring that darkness into the room. And you can really feel it. I really feel it. Don't you, Paco?
Well, I mean, I've been in this for many years, and being a teacher, I live in a vibrational way. I don't think, I just vibrate and I connect in vibration with everything and everyone. And then the vibration is like a radar that tells me how to navigate, where to go, where I shouldn't go. You know, it's like uh-huh. It keeps me away from trouble in energy sense, you know.
So when you say you're vibrate, could you describe that to our listeners?
It is always making sure that your inner work and your spiritual work, which is the most important work we'll ever do in life, is really happening in your life. You every day put attention to that in such a way that you become so refined and so attuned to energies, because everything is energy, that you know exactly what is happening at the vibrational level wherever you are. And you are in tune, you are aware of vibrations, your own and other people's, and the places where you go. And you know immediately whether you are in a good vibration place, which is high vibration, or you're not. And you bring your high vibration to wherever you are. So it's becoming aware of that and being in tune to be able to let vibration lead your life.
So do you think that people can just generate a high vibration wherever they are?
Yes. However, this might take a bit of training, okay? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, everybody would be doing it, and that is not the case, as we know. Mm-hmm. It's like grace and blessings. They are there, but not everybody is living their lives in a state of grace. Otherwise, everybody's lives would be wonderful, and everybody would be just enlightened and having this radiation of wonderful loving energy around them. But that's not the case. So sometimes when I start talking to people in a workshop, the first thing I would do is to take them into a meditation, and I would connect them with these energies that I work with. And it's a very powerful connection. And we would be there maybe for 5 or 10 minutes. And everybody feels what's happening to them. Everybody says, wow, you know, I really feel connected. I feel at peace. I saw a lot of light. My awareness has changed. So something happens there. And the main point I'm saying this is because then I ask them, okay, you experience that. So you know that is there. But do you get it every day, all the time? And they say, no, we don't. And then I tell them, because you have to go and look for these. But if you go to look for the energies of the world, this is what you are going to find. But to find the blessings, to find the high vibration energy and light that you deserve to be in, you have to go and look for it.
Interesting.
That's important, because you don't go to look for it in meetings with conscious people like your group I'm aware of, conscious people. You don't go to a place where people devote their time and energies into knowing God, connecting with the quantum field, having a powerful meditation, a spiritual experience. You don't go there. You're not going to find it in the supermarket, in the mall, or in your office just like that. So you have to go for that, get connected with that, and then bring it into your life and look after that. Like water it, look after it as you would your garden. So it grows, it becomes strong, and therefore you're able to live in a high vibrational place all the time. And then you bring that vibration, that energy, to anyone you meet and to any place you are.
So is this what you teach when you're doing your seminars? You're teaching how people can find this energy? Is that it?
It's some of the things that I do in the seminars. I show them, I bring a connection. I act like a bridge between man and spirit due to the very deep spiritual work that I've done through the years. And I've been able to reach levels where I access high vibrational energies and I bring them down to people. So I connect them directly with them. From that moment on, they have that connection and they can go there to experience that connection.
Very interesting. That's very interesting. Okay, well, we have a caller on line one, and JJ's on the line. I love it when JJ calls in. She has the most amazing questions. Good. JJ, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Hello, JJ. Tell everybody a bit about who you are, and then go ahead and ask your question.
Okay, I'm Dr. JJ Sawyer, and I'm a leadership strategist. And what my question is you say that you have to pay attention to the people that you surround yourself with, because if they're in a low vibration and you're not strong enough, you will be taken down to that low vibration. And then you have to surround yourself with the higher vibration people. Now, the question is this. Most of the time, the most negative people around us is our family. How would you address that?
Well, that's a great question.
Well, I did mention it already when Shirlene asked me about it, starting the question with about what happened when the family is like that.
I think she means how, if I may clarify, and just is how do you address that with the family? How do you deal with that? Is that right, JJ?
When I said family is karma, I brought the whole answer there. Why? Because karma is something you came here to work with, and karma is part of the lessons that you are to embrace to move you ahead in your spiritual path and in your evolution. And that's unavoidable until you overcome the karma. And that means learning the lesson, but especially moving yourself to a place of high vibration, because the moment you're connected with higher energy, you're connected with higher energy and light, karma is canceled. So you have two paths: suffer the karma and learn from it, or access levels of grace, which is high vibrational energy. And one of my workshops, I'm giving you the tools that I know, the ways that I've explored and shared with people in so many years. One of the workshops that I do is the connection with a very high vibrational energy, which has a violet color. It's called the violet light. Mm-hmm. And this energy has the power to eliminate, transmute, or dissolve karma the moment it enters in contact with it. So that is a tool that is available there. I'm not the only one working with this violet energy. Saint Germain, as you know, we're talking about ascended masters, brought the energy into the planet about a century ago, precisely for eliminating the planetary karma. And that is an energy that we can work with. I received a connection with that energy 20 years ago, which is an upgrade of that violet light. It's called the violet ray of light. And I bring it into some of my workshops so that people get out of the karma cycle and the karma situations in their lives, and they move out of karma completely.
And you know, I have to agree with that 100%, because I work with the violet flame also, or the violet light, however you want to frame it. And it made a world of difference in my life. The karma that I was trying to deal with, just it disappeared. But I also had to really look at the creation of that karma and learn the lesson that came with it. Does that sound right to you?
That's great. I'm so glad you have that experience, because it's beautiful. You know, when I started working with violet light, well, before that, I remember, this is an interesting story. I remember I was in a chromotherapy, a color therapy session, and they put these crystal cubes behind your head so you don't see the color, but you explain how you feel with that color, that vibration. And at one point they put one of these tubes with a color, and I felt terrible. And I said to the person, take that away from me, because I can't stand it. And it happened to be the violet color, the violet tube. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't stand it, because my vibration wasn't aligned at the time with the high vibration of the violet color. But then years later, when I was working with Ascended Masters and meditation, I received a direct connection with the violet light. And here I am, you know, giving workshops of quantum reality and violet light. So isn't that amazing?
Yeah, the thing that really bothered you in the first place.
Yeah, but then when I received the violet light in meditation, which I got it directly in meditation from the masters, I saw the most beautiful energy, color, and light that didn't belong to this world. And I said, guys, I don't know what this is, but I love it. I feel great, and I want more of it.
Mm-hmm. And you know, there's actually, and I'm sure you know this, JJ, are you still on the line?
Yes, no, I am.
Oh, you are. Did we answer your question?
Well, I would like to go one step further, if I may.
Yes,
go ahead. I think there's a lot of people listening. And when I get off this phone, I would love to know, give me one step. Now, I know, Charlene, you can actually relate to this, because I'm a step-by-step girl.
But you know.
What? When I get off the phone, what's one step that I can take when I identify this family member that is very close? What's one step that I could take to move a little way away from that vibration and move myself in a higher vibration? Because family's family, and that's the hardest thing to detach. So I would like to know if you would be willing to share one step I could take when I hang up this phone.
You know, karma is all about unconditional love and moving away from judgment. And I'm sure if you are who you are, I mean, who you say you are, I don't know you, but I pick up on that you know that. But when the challenges of family or other relationships come up, it's a mirror for us to look deeper into ourselves. It doesn't mean we're making that mistake, perhaps we're seeing outside, but it means perhaps we need to open our hearts in a new way that we haven't until that moment. And perhaps we haven't seen the person beyond the masks of pain that cover the innocence the genuine loving heart that they are, and that's who they are. It's not what they show up in the 3D level and world as a personality which is wounded. That's why they are difficult people. But that is there for you or some other people to learn a lesson, as you are teaching lessons all the time. So that's the frame of mind we need to get to approach these situations. And on a practical level, just surround yourself with violet light and send violet light to this person every day. And you are going to see amazing changes very soon.
I agree with you.
I love that, because what I'm hearing is this. Everybody has a great side. And sometimes mm-hmm. we focus too much on what the negative side is. And maybe if we start to change and look at the bright side that they bring, it will pull us into a different vibration. That's what I'm hearing. Start to identify what you love about them. Mm-hmm. That's very helpful.
Yeah. I don't know if you hear me, guys, but I want to bring quantum reality here. It's fundamental. The only thing that is happening in the universe is joy, light, and abundance. The only job the universe has, the only activity that is happening there, is the creation of blessings, unlimited abundance of everything. And if you ask God or the universe, what about the other side? He will look at you puzzled and say, I don't understand the language you're talking about. Because the opposite of good doesn't exist for God or the universe. There's only good. The purpose of our lives as human beings at this point in evolution is to align ourselves with this reality that the universe is only good. That means that we have to change our minds and hearts urgently, because we are creating good and no good. We are creating good and absence of good. We are creating realities of light and realities of no light. We are. The universe is not. God is not. We are as human beings, because we have this dark side, because we are not enlightened completely. And we think that the reality of duality, good and bad, light and dark, abundance and lack, we think is real. Everybody listening at this moment, please listen deeply. It is not real. It is an illusion. There is only good. There is only abundance. But through our disconnection with the quantum reality and the principle of the universe, we believe a parallel reality different to the reality of the universe. This is when we start creating karma. The moment we disconnect from source and from the good, and then we start believing that there is lack, there is no light, there is limitation, there is bad, and then we believe that is true and we create it. But when you stop believing that in your brain, this is when neuroscience comes in, you realize that if in the universe there is no lack, you have to stop affirming that lack is a reality in your life. And you have to do that urgently if you want to see a change in your life. It doesn't matter how much you meditate, it doesn't matter how much you work at personal development, if you don't close the gap in your brain, in your heart, about feeling and thinking that there is good and bad, you will go nowhere, because you are still in duality. And there's no ascension there. You want to go beyond, close the gap, close karma, close time, and say there's only one thing, and that is good. And you can only think in good from now on. You know there is good, you know there is abundance, and that's it, period. There is no opposite. And then your life changes. And the people around you change, because you have a new alignment that is going to align them the moment they come in contact with you.
And you know, another thing you...
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you go on mute, but thank you.
Thanks, JJ. And I want to tell you, JJ, if you put them in the violet flame with you, and you'll find some interesting things, if I may share. Sometimes it comes down straight onto you. Sometimes it swirls around. I've noticed that it, when you work with, I work with the seven sacred flames, and when you work with them, they come in different ways at different times. And I wanted to ask Paco about that too, why that happens. But if you put them in that flame and you really look at them as the soul that they are, then suddenly you'll begin to see the goodness in them rather than the negativity. And I have that with some of my own family members, and I've learned to let them just be whatever they are or whoever they are in that moment and accept that, because it doesn't belong to me, it belongs to them. So Paco, we're going to take a break in just a minute, but I want you to just explain why the flame comes in differently.
Well, I don't really know. That's probably a question for God.
Okay. <Yeah. laughs> That's a great answer. And with that, we'll be right back in just a second.
What is the quantum reality? What is missing in humanity? What is it that always insists on experiencing limits and lack? How can we create better lives with greater good and abundance? How can people's lives change for the better? To know the answer to these questions and more, be sure to explore the works of Paco Alarcon Cajon, who is an international author, keynote speaker, and world authority on combining quantum physics, neuroscience, and spirituality for personal and spiritual development. He works with quantum energies that transform the reality of people and their daily lives into lives connected to spirit through an alignment with the unlimited power and energy of the universe. For more information, please visit www.pacoalarconkahan.com or email him at quantumreal@yahoo.com or call him at 619-674-5624. Again, that's quantumreal@yahoo.com and the number 619-674-5624.
And welcome back. And I hope you're all really getting the message that you can change your vibration and change your life. And in a minute here, we're going to go into the topic of abundance, which is one of my favorites, because so many people that I listen to, I hear them say, oh, I don't have enough money. I can't do that. There's no money coming in. I get so tired of hearing this. And, you know, I want to address that. But first of all, we have Sumaya on line two, and I want to get to her question. She calls in regularly, and she always has these really wonderful questions. Hi, Sumaya.
Hi, Charlene.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Today.
I'm
really
so glad you're
this
here.
Discussion.
Good. This is right up your alley, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Yes.
Well, I have a question for Paco. First of all, I wanted to say that I was so happy to hear the discussion about the violet flame, because I work with that and I teach it in my classes. So it was very exciting
wonderful.
To hear Paco talk
great.
About it.
Yes.
Yes. And I have a question really in a different vein, and that is, I wanted to get your idea about something in quantum reality, is how do you understand things that appear to be accidents or things that seem to be outside of your control that happen in your life? I've always wanted to understand that better.
Okay. Well, it goes back to the real depth of what we are addressing here, which is we are creators of our reality. The universe is our partner. And the moment we think, the moment we speak and feel, we are emanating a vibration. We're sending out an order for the universe. The universe picks up the order and then delivers it to our lives. So you get the cosmic DHL or FedEx guy arriving at your door and saying, look, I have an order for you. Here is the box. And you open it up and you see some kind of problem, okay? A lack of something. And you say, well, I didn't ask for that. And the guy is very busy and says, well, you did because you're so-and-so, you live here. You're signing here, please, because I have to get on. I have a lot of orders to deliver. So when something is not aligned in our lives, maybe an accident, maybe a situation that brings some sort of lack, let's remember that ill health is also a lack of health. And we are experiencing that. It's because at one point in the past, we made that order of from a state of disalignment. We were out of alignment. We created reality thinking, imagining that went into the universe, and the universe processed that order and brought it into our experience. That is a learning process. You learn from that, and then you say, I want to choose different. So you start learning how to think and imagine a different reality, more in tune with who you are, which is perfect joy and bliss. And this is what happens. But when it comes to you, you don't remember how you did it. You don't remember when you were out of alignment. You don't know how long for. It's like it comes as a surprise. And we don't recognize that. But that is what I often say, and it's in one of my books, it's total responsibility. We are creating reality. It's not about God creating reality. It's not about invisible or unknown forces outside our control that are creating what is happening. No, it's our process of thinking, feeling, and creating vibration, offering vibration. And that is creating all the time. But we are not aware half of the time of the terrible things, disaligned things, that we're holding in our minds. And then when they show up, you know, we don't understand, we complain, or we don't know where they came from.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And how long does it take to turn that around? That would be my question. So if we're thinking negatively and things keep happening and it's not what we want to have happen, how long does it take to turn that around?
Well, guys, I want to bring something extra here. So that if we keep talking about negative, we're validating the negative reality. And from the quantum reality point of view, negativity and lack don't exist. So I would rather if we move into talking in alignment, which is talking about what is real. You know, negativity is not real. It's just a short circuit. And I want everyone listening to understand that, because as you said, Shirlene, I also hear that very often. People don't have enough money, people don't have enough health, people don't have enough of this and that. And this is the big issue of abundance. But as far as we keep talking, and I don't mean here, I mean people in their daily lives, as if negativity, lack, or a lack of abundance is real, you're going to make it real. Mm-hmm. It's not real in the universe. The universe is not creating that. But you are thinking about it. You are thinking that it's real. So what people need, and this is taking the law of attraction one step further, and that's why we are talking here today, people need to understand that it is not real. So we all have to stop thinking that lack of good is part of reality. It's not reality. It's illusion. Let's remember again what I said. In the universe, there is no lack of anything. There is only abundance. That is the only truth there is. The moment you start thinking there is something else, you get disconnected from the abundance and experience in your life a lack of it. When you're experiencing a lack of abundance in your life, you think it is real. The way to go is not saying, what am I going to do about it? How can I get a better curriculum to get more money, or what can I do to compensate for this lack of abundance? No, what you have to do is change your mind.
There it is. Change your mind. That I love that. That's so easy. Anybody could figure that one out.
Yeah, it's a new mentality that we are working with. But if you stay there and say, okay, there is good and bad. I'm good health, and then I'm not good health. What am I going to do to avoid bad health? That's it. Forget it. You are in 3D. You are in the old paradigm.
Got it.
The vision is there is only good health. Okay, you have a terrible illness. What are you going to do? Say, my only true state is perfect health now and always. And this is my only truth. And you do that until you become healed. But if you start saying, oh, I'm ill, what am I going to do? What medicine is there? What doctor should I go and see? Forget it. You're done. You know, you're gone.
Yes. Sumaya, did that answer your question?
Yes, it certainly did. It's probably the clearest answer I've ever heard on that particular topic about things that appear to be outside your control, accidents and things like that. And I think the missing piece for me was thinking about it as something, an order that you placed, which I love the way you framed it, Paco, that it was an order that you placed when you were in a state of misalignment. That was so clear. I really appreciate how you explain that.
I'm so glad it served.
This is great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Sumaya. Thanks for calling in. And we have another caller on the line, Dr. Michael Gross, and he was one of our guests just a few weeks ago. I love that he's calling in. He's very spiritual and a wonderful person to chat with. Are you there, Dr. Gross?
I am. Thank you for your kind words, and thank you for the show. Thank you for the show. And Paco, I want to thank you so much for illuminating us. And I would like to ask your vision as we look over this planet. There's so much anger, frustration, and chaos. And I would like your thoughts about what you see for the future with all this chaos, anger, frustration, and what you believe is going to do to make things change in a very positive way.
Well, the thing I'm doing is talking about this with you all today, which is a pleasure. I do this all the time and travel all over the world teaching these seminars of quantum reality, which I invite everyone to go online on my website to watch the videos. And you will get more in depth into the message here, which is huge. And I talk about what I do because there are so many wonderful people, as Sherlene, which is a great example of that change of consciousness for humanity and the planet, and so many others that I've known and worked with. We are all shifting this humanity into the new mind, the new mentality of the quantum mind. And this is fundamental because unless we align ourselves with the truth that there is no good and lack of good, there is only good, and we start moving out of the human scenario and the mental scenario that people have believed it was real, with the good and the no good, we move away from that and start understanding that there is only a quantum reality, that there is good for everyone all the time, and people start aligning themselves with this. And that means renouncing, giving up the old paradigm for good. Because we have like a plug that is connected, like the plug of your TV, which is connected to the electricity. And this plug now, for most of humanity, is connected to the 3D reality, the reality of lack and limitation and duality. And what you get in that connection is a broadcast of limited and disempowering messages. So all the messages you get from 3D, most of them are not empowerment, are disempowerment. And then people believe that. When they believe that, they feel disconnected. That means they don't feel joy and grace. And what happens? They act from that state. And that is a state of fear, disconnection, disalignment, and confusion, basically. And this is what has been running humanity for a long time. But the moment you say, okay, I'm going to change my provider, it's like your cell phone provider, your service provider. You say, okay, I'm going to say goodbye to these guys because they don't give me a good service. So you change. You are with one and you connect with another for a better service. It's the same thing. You give up the 3D reality with all the disempowering messages and all the chaos and the lies that tells you. You unplug yourself from that, and then you sign up to the 5D reality and beyond, which is the fifth dimension and beyond, which is where we are going as humanity, and the planet is going there too. And then you plug yourself to that quantum reality where the only thing you get in that screen, all the programs, all the broadcasts, all the messages are true and empowering. Everything that is not empowering you, by definition, is a lie. So we can talk forever about anger, negativity, problems, and worries, but they are all a lie. Why? Because it is in a state of disconnection from the fundamental root of the universe. And what we have to do is come out of the lie individually and collectively in this planet, so that we start seeing reality and seeing truth and realize that God was always there, He's waiting for you, and we stop living this huge lie as if there is only one club. Sorry, as if there are two clubs, because there is only one club. Human beings live a life as if a spirit was one club and humans were another club. And we humans don't have a membership of the divine club, because in many countries people go and pray to God, pray to Jesus, pray to Buddha, whatever. And this is great. You know, I also do it. But what I'm trying to put across here is that we don't pray so that we get benefits from the club of a spirit, you know, because we are outside of it and we say, okay, give us some grace from that club. We have to shift from that to the place, and this is the big change that is coming for humanity. We shift from that to the place where we realize we have membership, full membership of the club of the spirit. But to do that, we need to close the gap in our minds. This is neuroscience, and I hope we'll talk about this in the next segment, where we close the neuronal connections that are telling us that we are in lack, that we are limited, that we are to suffer, that anger, negativity, and whatever other feelings are truth. And we close that and say, this all was a bad dream. And now it's over. We want to change the movie we've been looking at. So we move to another cinema to watch the true movie that the universe is broadcasting, which is about joy, love, and peace.
I love that. Move to another cinema. Is that a good one? You know, I really appreciate that visual, you know, because there are so many times we just sit and keep watching, even if we don't like it. And to know that we have the freedom to make that move is really big. And Dr. Michael Gross, did that answer your question?
Yes. Thank you so much for making it so clear that we live in a storybook life. I really appreciate it. Thank you for sharing your wisdom.
So we're going to take a quick break for just a minute, and we will be right back when I'm going to ask Paco what his spiritual experience was and why he leapt into this form of consciousness. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Charlene Reeves with Maximize Your Wealth Now, with a new tip on how to maximize your wealth. What if you could compel your clients rather than selling them so that they would work with you? Wouldn't that be so much easier? Wouldn't it be easier to have more income? I talk to entrepreneur after entrepreneur, and they're running from networking group to networking group, and they're so tired. And the reason they're tired is because they're not making any money, and they don't know how to work with their perfect clients. What if I said to you, compel, don't sell, and I could give you the tips for how to do that? I'm tearing back the curtain, and I'm going to show you how I built my business from zero to multi-millions, and I want you to make multi-millions too. So check it out on my website, maximizeyourwealthnow.com, and get signed up for the next class. I promise you, I guarantee you, you won't be sorry.
I invested in Charlene's Compelled to Sell sales training program, and I just knew immediately that she was the person that I wanted to work with.
I came in wanting to know how to get more people I could talk to. And I also learned some things I didn't know that I didn't know, and now I know. At least I have a good idea.
The reason I took this course was because I felt like there were a lot of new things that Charlene had to offer that I had not experienced before. That's why I took the class, is I wanted to sort of up-level my sales skills. And thank you, Charlene, for this amazing class.
In 10 weeks, 8 Compel Don't Sell students made a total of $301,000. Isn't it time to make a compelling difference in your income? If you answered yes, call 1-888-889-9212. That's 1-888-889-9212 to register for the next Compel Don't Sell course and learn the art of selling with heart. Discover the secrets to the three-step sales waltz. Learn how to open a sales conversation and ask for the sale authentically in your own words. Dial to reserve your seat today. Dial 888-889-9212.
And welcome back. We are wrapping up this amazing show. We have had so much great information in this show. I just never know what's going to come out. And, you know, I ask that my guests to submit questions, but we rarely get to them because our audience kind of guides us in the direction that they want us to go. And I want to talk to you. This is a point I get to talk about next week. You know, I had this interesting situation where a book just landed on my desk and I didn't know where it came from. I didn't know who sent it to me or why it was sent to me or anything. But I thought, you know, when this kind of thing shows up, I better sit and read it. And I did. And it's called The Ultimate Freedom. And Vicki Helm and Mia Bolt wrote it. And Vicki's going to be on the show next week. And she talks all about unlocking the secrets to a life of passion, purpose, and prosperity. So this should be a really good follow-up to what we're talking about today. And that will be, again, next Thursday at 2 p.m. So I love that our callers are calling in and asking these phenomenal questions. They make the show so rich. And I always invite everybody to call in. It's wonderful when you do that. Thank you very much. And thank you to my listeners for taking the time to be with us today. Now, as promised, I asked Paco how he developed into this space in his life, how he started teaching this, and what the spiritual experience was that he had to take it to that level. So would you share that with us? And then I'd love to hear some of your final thoughts.
Okay. Well, when I was young, it always starts when you're young. And I had this unusual vision of life where I didn't believe we were here to grow up and study, go to university, and get a job, a profession, get married, have kids, and then die. From a very early age, I thought that was a joke. I couldn't believe that. So I thought I'm here to meet God, and this was the main purpose of my life. So I started meditating at a very early age, very seriously, and I still do it. That's quite a few decades ago. And that allowed me to gain an amazing access to the spiritual levels, higher dimensions of consciousness. I know the Nirvana of Buddha by experience. I know experiences with the spirit that are not in books, and all that allow me to see, finally, that intuition that I had about life, that it was something else. So I went there for it, and I found it, and I'm still exploring those avenues and those realms. And at one point, this is really before I started seriously meditating in spiritual energies, I wasn't even 20, I experienced a quantum leap in my consciousness, and I saw myself everywhere at the same time. This was so powerful that totally changed my perception of life. I saw that I was everything and I existed everywhere as much as I was in my body. I was everywhere at the same time. This is mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. And with that, I experienced a huge bliss, light years away, light years, you know, bigger than any joy you can experience on this earth. And that was amazing. I was in praying, I was in meditating, and I say that to point out that it's not any particular path that takes you there. It's a connection that takes you there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you ask that, it's up to you. You know?
Exactly. It's so, all about the connection. You're exactly right. And I know just what you're saying, because I started my connection when I was 15. And when I lose connection, I'm just devastated. I can't even focus. And I think that's the trick, is to learn how to stay connected all the time. Don't you think?
That's the art. I mean, it's when I teach my seminars, one of them is the quantum abundance. The first sentence I tell them at the beginning of the course is, it's not about money. It has nothing to do with money. It's about your connection. And that says it all. And it's your connection with the spirit. It's your connection with abundance. Your job is not to worry about abundance or create abundance. Your job is to connect with the job that the universe is already performing, which is creating abundance for you. And we still haven't realized that at large in humanity, and that is very sad, because the job of the universe, the job of the universe is to create abundance. That's what it's doing now, mm-hmm. and all the time. And it's our job to understand that and say, I don't have to worry about anything because everything is there. I just have to connect with it, go there to the buffet and serve myself all the benefits and all the goodness and all the abundance that is there available. But people like to live a life of disconnection and to validate the drama. I say to people in my workshops, you know, drama is for two things. One is to remind you that you are here in this world. And the second one is to remind you that you are God and the drama has no effect on you if you remember who you are, because drama cannot do anything to you unless you allow it to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so unplug the drama and get on the abundance train, right?
Yeah, drama is, as you know, drama is a perception. Drama is optional, but blessings and abundance are not. But people do a great job to resist the blessings and the abundance from the universe. And I often say, I mean, one of my seminars that I'm going to be doing in the States soon, and now I'm going to Mexico and South America to teach, is called Your Imagination Creates Your Reality. Because the moment you have an image in your mind, you have a feeling. So something happens in your life and you have an image about that and a feeling about that, and you project what is going to happen in my life in the next future after seeing that. So you are creating images, and the quantum field reads your imagination, your images, and it starts bringing your orders, the ones you asked for that we talked about it before. Mm-hmm. Then you get a reality based on what you are imagining. So you have to learn to imagine the good things. It doesn't matter what is happening in your life. It doesn't matter what it looks like now. You just hold the vision of what you want to see in your life, and that will appear. But if you get obsessed with what is happening, you're going to get more of what is happening. So that's why it doesn't matter what is happening. You have to imagine your reality, what you want it. And if your whole life is falling apart in your head and falling one brick after the other in your head, you don't validate that. Please, you don't validate drama, because you're making it real. You just say, okay, I created this in a state of disalignment, but my only truth is unlimited good without conditions now, forever in my life, in all areas of my life. Amen. And this is the way you want to live. Until you cancel that convocation, that situation that you have created in your life, and the only thing you see in your life is alignment of the good. So you can manifest the life you want just by aligning yourself correctly. Because what happens often is that people are connected in a wrong way, not well aligned, and they are attracting to their lives the things that they don't want. So it's about getting a right connection that brings you what you really want. And if you allow me 1 minute, I would like to finish with a passage from my book Stargate 2012 that talks about life after 2012 effect, which is a new life of consciousness and ascension. And it says, you know, the island of Avalon, the famous story, that Avalon was only perceived and found in this magical lake in England only by the people that believed Avalon was real. But for the people that didn't believe this magical island existed, they never found it. So this passage is about that. It says, doors open and thick mists reveal magical islands full of treasures. This happens by your conviction in possibilities. With the conviction faith in power gives you, you move away from limits and see possibilities that are otherwise hidden from sight. This is the right attitude to approach your ascension, your life, and your reality. All the mists will open for you and your light will appear. And then you will see what you're wanting to see.
Beautiful ending. Beautiful ending. And we have to really wrap it up. Thank you so much for being with us today, Paco. You were amazing. And we will see you next Thursday at 2 p.m. live. I look forward to it with Vicki Helm. See you
thank
then.
You, thank you all.
Thank you for joining us on the Ascended Masters at Work show with spiritual life coach, Reverend Shirlene Reeves. We hope you found our message enlightening in a way that will change your everyday interactions in work and play. Share the love. Pass on our web address, ascendedmastersatwork.com, and if you have a great story to share, we'd love to have you on the show. This has been a Massive Visibility Media production. Join us next week for the Ascended Masters at Work show. And while remembering the words of the late Wayne Dyer, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. We say namaste.